Welcome back to chapter 43 on RTGS or real-time gross settlement. RTGS is one of the important components in the Indian banking system and used by all corporates and individuals wanting to remit a higher value very constantly, and therefore understanding this will give you an advantage of knowing how you can move funds from one account to another account in a very fast way with limited cost using RTGS facility provided by the bank. RTGS is an internationally accepted system to minimize the settlement risk. The funds are transferred from a system where transfer of money takes place from one bank to another on real-time gross basis. So not a net basis, but actual value gets transferred. Money transfer takes place in the books of RBI, and hence payment is final and irrevocable. It's the fastest possible money transfer today. If the money is not credited within 2 hours, it has to be returned to the remitting bank. So if I have transferred some money to be given to some bank, to the account in some other bank, within 2 hours it has to be credited to the customer's account, otherwise it has to be returned back. It is very different from EFT and NEFT, as these settle transactions in batches on net basis. So this is on gross basis. As discussed, it is for large value transaction. Minimum amount is 1 lakh rupees and there is no maximum limit. Normally trading follows on T plus 2 or T plus 3 settlement system. Transfers are settled individually without netting of debits against the credits happening in traditional net settlement system. Payment system risk, credit risk and systematic risk. Since the time to process settlement is zero and final funds are transferred take place in real time payment, it can lead to coordinate with the delivery leg. System safeguards are there against credit risk. Intraday exposure is reduced due to real-time settlement, and central bank also look forward to reduce the systematic risk. RTGS in India, it allows bank to give electronic instruction to transfer funds from their account to that of another bank. All payments are settled under real-time gross settlement. This account or the system is maintained and operated by RBI. Processing and final settlement are simultaneously and it is on continuous basis. Transfer of funds individually and sequentially on gross basis takes place. There is a separate transaction type which can be used to transmit the customer information along with the payment message in a structured format. So there is a structured format in which messages can be transferred. Final settlement takes place continuously provided payee bank has sufficient covering balance. Transactions are processed continuously from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and on Saturday till 3 p.m. It has only 14 holidays in a year. The remitting bank has to give information in the following information they have to provide, which is the amount to be debited or remitted, name and account number of the beneficiary, sender receiver information, and IFC code of receiving branch. Beneficiary bank gets funds on real time. The remitting bank gets message from RBI for money credited. Beneficiary account has to be credited within 2 hours. If not, then the credit has to be returned. Bank should provide the name of the remitter beneficiary in the statement. And minimum amount to be remitted, as we discussed, is 1 lakh and there is no maximum amount. RBI has also asked NEFT to be used for small value transaction. Therefore, RTGS below 1 lakh will not be used. Banks are to open window commensurate to RBI business session. RBI asks bank for entire network of their branches for RTGS enablement, and bank should give SMS alerts on fund transfer on debit and credit. Checks and balances. So it is very important for the banks to put in place a maker checker facility for RTGS. Transactions should be digitally signed and encrypted, and staff accountability is fixed on lapses. Advantages: it is easier to ensure unconditional and irrevocable settlement because it takes place in the gross mode. Due to time lag, due to the faster closing of and continuous basis, transactions happen very fast. Time lag risk is reduced. It is less costly to build and operate such a system. It reduces the overall systematic risk of banking. It improves the confidence of outside agency like the World Bank on Indian economy. It's an efficient settlement and avoids settlement delay. And new product by bank on RTGS basis may be offered by banks as we go along. RTGS membership is of four types. Membership type A, all scheduled banks, cooperative bank, local area banks are covered. Customer based transaction, they can participate on a participation based interface. They are also eligible for intraday liquidity. Membership type B is all for primary dealers. They are eligible for all types of RTGS transaction except customer base, because primary dealers do not need customers. Have participants interface each. They are eligible for intraday liquidity support from RBI. Membership type D, which is clearing organization, they have a net settlement interface software from RBI. They are eligible to submit multilateral net settlement batches for settlement and will receive notification including broadcast. This is a membership type E, which are special institutions, and this is permitted only at the discretion of the RBI. Account and funding, all A and B types will open separate account called settlement account with RBI. The account should be funded to take care of transactions in queue. This account will be an intraday account. Intraday liquidity support. This support is available by RBI to members of type A and B in their settlement account. Intraday support is against securities held in SGL or special general ledger, and 95% of SGL support can be given. Normally by end of day this facility close. If the membership fails to pay, then security gets transferred to RBI. Next day members will repurchase the securities, and members will be not submitted for intraday liquidity till they repurchase the securities which has got transferred to the RBI account. If a member is not able to repurchase within the stipulated period, it's a serious breach and will be viewed seriously by RBI. Members will be liable for suspension from RTGS membership. The transaction types which are covered are inter-institutional transfer, customer transactions, delivery versus payment transactions, own account transfer, multilateral batch settlement transactions. Important information for RTGS. Under RTGS, debit is initiated first, and there is no instrument like check, DD or PO, etc. Debit is done against a return request. Window is available from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturday up to 3:30 p.m. Account number is very important. RTGS is like SWIFT in INR. We will go through what is SWIFT for international trades in the subsequent chapters. The authorization is done only by digital signatures. Logica software is used for RTGS, and RTGS is used as selling product by bankers. So some terminologies which you will come across once you go through the chapter on RTGS, which is CCIL, which stands for Clearing Corporation of India Limited, IDRBT, which is Institute of Development and Research in Banking Technology, UTR, Unique Transaction Number, IDL, Intraday Liquidity, PI, Participant Interface, IFTP, Interbank Fund Transfer Processor, SOD, Start of the Day, EOD, End of Day, FIFO, First In, First Out. So with that, we end the chapter on RTGS. Thank you.